USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Food and Drug Administration gave the Pfizer COVID vaccine full approval on Monday, with health officials hoping the approval could dispel some hesitancy towards receiving the shot. Acting FDA Commissioner Dr. Janet Woodcock called the approval a milestone that puts the U.S. one step closer to altering the course of the pandemic. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that an increase in vaccinations could bring the U.S. closer to returning to normalcy. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNN that with enough vaccinations, the virus could be brought under control by early next year.
The people who are unvaccinated now, that 90 million people, get them vaccinated. I think we can get a degree of overall blanket protection of the community that as we get into the early part of 2022, getting through the winter, which could be complicated by influenza, by respiratory syncytial virus, that as we get into the spring, we could start getting back to a degree of normality.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
The situation in Afghanistan remains dire as President Biden considers extending the deadline for U.S. troops to leave the country in order to finish evacuations. Lance Pry has more.
As President Biden is hinting, the United States may stay in Afghanistan past the August 31st deadline to get our people out, the Taliban told Reuters hours ago, absolutely not. Americans must be out by the 31st of August. Former Defense Intelligence Officer Alex Plitsis tells Fox News what he knows at this time in Afghanistan.
The situation on the ground is reflecting a lot of the coverage that's been going on. It is accurate. It's extremely messy, as you can imagine, just given the rapid nature of the collapse. The situation at the airport itself is pretty dire. So the airfield itself, it's still nearly impossible to access for a lot of folks.
And the FDA is asking people not to use an animal deworming medication as treatment for COVID-19. The FDA tweeting Monday that people should not use the drug ivermectin to treat COVID, as the medication is used to treat and prevent parasites in animals like horses and livestock. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Critics of the White House's plan to evacuate Americans from Afghanistan say that history will not be kind to President Biden for it. Lance Pry has more.
The humanitarian crisis created by open border policies at the U.S.-Mexico border, violent crime on the rise throughout American cities, inflation hurting American families with much higher food and gas prices. Kentucky Congressman Republican James Comer is telling Fox News that history will not be kind to President Biden and his Afghanistan withdrawal crisis.
Well, we certainly can't remove all the troops until every American and all of our allies who we want out of Afghanistan or out of Afghanistan. And I think history will show it's a right decision to remove the troops from Afghanistan. However, you remove your citizens before you remove the troops. I mean, it's unimaginable that Joe Biden thinks he made the right decision evacuating the troops. And then, okay, let's have all of our American citizens, anyone else who we promised refuge, to come on out now. I mean, that is the worst plan in the history of America.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Tony Finau picked up his first PGA Tour victory in more than 5 years, winning the rain-delayed Northern Trust on Monday. He charged from 3 shots back with 5 holes to go to force a playoff with Cameron Smith, winning on the first hole. Finau finished the weekend at 20 under. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.